Blog Talk Radio.
Played a little good, bad, and ugly because that's the world we're living in today. Few good, a lot of bad, and a whole bunch of ugly. Unbelievable. Okay, so I said welcome. And let me see what we're doing. I'm reading tonight that the Muslim who killed the Canadian monument guard has a Libyan connection. You know how the news media comes out in dribs and drabs, and you try to put something together, you can't do it. And when you finally do it, it's nothing, because the next news announcement throws everything out the window. But there's one thing that goes on constantly, and it has been going on for every a day in the last 6 years. Obama bad news. Obama bad news. When I get up in the morning, I say, what has he done to us today? And sure enough, there it is. He got us again. So my title of the show tonight was Just Waiting for the Bugle. And that's something that, you know, I believe in what's called media, communist media Alzheimer's. When an atrocity is committed against the American people, they hit it quick, then they make it disappear. And that's what I call communist media Alzheimer's. Sometimes you get the real news at the bottom of the screen, and it only goes by once. Have you noticed that? I'm sure you have. I am reading tonight that the Muslim who killed the Canadian monument guard has a Libyan connection. Now, in that early news briefings, they said his father was somebody in Libya. And then nothing was said of it. But now the news is starting to leak out about that. That poor guard was walking his post unarmed. Why? How can you call him a guard? and he doesn't have bullets in his gun. What is that all about? Many years ago, 220 Marines were sleeping in the peacekeeping mission in Beirut, protected by unarmed guards, and they died too. How can you protect little children in a grammar school in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, with unarmed guards? How can you protect little children in the Beslan, a Russian school, with unarmed guards? You cannot take good guns away and allow evil to have its day. And you see what happened up in Canada. If that sergeant at arms didn't have an arm, all those guys in the parliament would be dead. Yeah, it would look like an Anwar Sadat, a parade review. You don't remember that, do you? Anwar Sadat, he signed a peace with Israel. I think it was him and Menachem Begin. And as a punishment for showing love and kindness to a fellow human being, Al-Qaeda killed Anwar Sadat in a parade. They all jumped off the truck with armed weapons as Sadat sat in the reviewing stand, and they gunned down everybody in the reviewing stand, shouting, Allahu Akbar. And I think, was it Menachem Begin or Yitzhak Rabin? And he got murdered too. He got shot in the back of the head. And assassinations go on all the time. Rajiv Gandhi was assassinated, and I think his mother was also assassinated. And they were both killed, I believe, by bodyguards. So you can't trust anybody. And I thought I heard voices when that guy went over the fence. This is the Secret Service. Keep coming. Get in the building. No, I'm only kidding. But it's really bad. I often said when President Pinocchio Pants was president and they were talking about the Secret Service would take a bullet for the president, and I said, no, they wouldn't. And I did a bit where doing an interview, and the guy goes, the Secret Service agent says, take a bullet for this guy? This is an $80 suit. You think I want to get holes in it? Yeah. How much is President Pinocchio Pants worth? $80. Okay. So I'm going to give you some tunes tonight. We'll give you a little Gypsy Kings.
Hola. بنقول ما شاء الله يا حبيبي يلا يا لدينا يلا نفرح ونقول ما شاء الله.
Okay, we're back. In that song, there's two languages, Spanish and Arabic. The Arabic in Habibi is a baby. And Allah is an expression meaning, ooh, God. Okay, so let me see what we got here. I found America, and I'm shouting. I did a blog, and I do it all in caps, and there's always somebody comes back to correct me and says shouting. Caps is shouting, and it's very annoying. And we made this rule up when we took over the internet. Yeah, so I found America, and I'm capping, shouting. It's a small town in New Jersey. On a Friday night, after house hunting, we pulled into a small town restaurant. The waiting to be called list was running 25 minutes behind. We waited as we walked in. All we saw were Americans and their families. All hard-working Americans. You know, the ones that government leeches like to tax and soak. Yeah. Shock and awe. Tax and soak. Same thing. Across the street was a gas station that bragged $2.99 a gallon for regular. And that prompted me to sing the drilling song. That sounds like a Christmas hymn. More wells, more wells, more wells, more wells. Cheaper gas is good for Liberty Bells. Freedom Tavern. My wife and I flash back to our own community 40 years ago when we walked into another tavern where the locals were celebrating leaving. And we watched how a once great community disintegrated and go lefty. The food was excellent. And cheap. The crowd was noisy, and little kids were running around everywhere. Not one aloofy in the place. You know what an aloofy is? An aloofy are those who say, and children should be seen but not had. And they put dogs in baby carriages and fireplace logs in baby carriages, but no babies. They hate kids with coloring books in fine dining restaurants. Now we are back to the future. The tavern reminds me of the watering hole in the Mel Gibson movie The Patriot, when Mel shouts, God save King George, and quickly shuts the door as flying knives come knocking. I was thinking of shouting, God bless Obama bin Laden, but I did not want the kids to see me getting forked. Looking around, I see roots of men who crossed the Delaware one wintry night to save freedom. I see those jeans, man. They were dancing. The dancing jeans. We meet a guy and his wife at the bar. He fought in the Philippines. He has three sons, all in the military, presently in Afghanistan, where Obama, career military, by the way, presently in Afghanistan, where Obama is hiding the KIA count of 2,347. But I saw that number tonight in my parish bulletin. They're praying for the ones that the communist press is covering up. And you got to remember the wounded to kill ratio is 7-1. So there's got to be, along with 2,300 dead Americans, there's got to be 15,000 wounded. And if I hear one more press jerk say, America is weary of the war. You're weary of the war? How many times did you have to go to the basement for before the bombing began? Give me a break. America is war weary. What, watching it on TV? Yeah, what a joke. America is war weary. You know what that goes with? The saying blood and treasure. I hate people that use that in the same line. Man, we're losing a lot of blood and treasure. Yeah. Yeah, we're losing blood, buddy. Don't put it in the same category as treasure. Treasure is a mother's treasure, her national treasure. The child that she breastfed, who was in pieces on the battlefield. That's treasure. Yeah, and has to wait 4 years to get an appointment at the VA if he comes back alive. Okay, so Obama is hiding the KIA count of 2,300 and 15,000 wounded from the American people. This is in Afghanistan. He has disguised his losses with the help of the communist press, classifying them as NATO troops to be identified later. You know what they did? Everyone, if a guy got a hangnail on the bush, his name, his town, his family were all pictures in the paper the following day. So we met a guy, and I told you, him and his wife, and he had fought in the Philippines. He had three sons, all presently in the military. I asked the mother of those patriots, "Are they all your sons?" And she proudly said, "Yes, they are." Then I asked her, "Where are your medals?" And she laughed. Oh, how I love American laughter. It sure beats tears, a folded flag, and a pay cut. All over this land are American towns and cities and the greatest spirit among the people. Foreigners who come here will tell you they never saw so many American flags anywhere else. Country flags, national flags, whatever country. Brazilians will tell you their flag is a soccer symbol, not a patriot symbol, and all their politicians are crooks. Our politicians are crooks too, but in 9 days we're going to fire a few. Our theme is one term per termite, or in Spanish, una termina por termita. Yes, the spirit of America lives in the hinterland. Viva Cristo Rey! I can't wait for the spiritual revolution, and that's coming too, man, because the churches are going to have to fight. And revolution begins in churches. Just ask Nero. Just ask Pontius Pilate. Pungy Pilate. Isn't it funny about Pontius Pilate? After he crucified Christ, his wife said, "I told you not to have anything to do with that man. I had a good dream." He says, "In a week, no one will remember his name." So who are the two names that all Christians remember once a week, at least? Jesus and Pontius Pilate. Now, if we could only get an 80% reduction in taxes and 80% reduction in the size of government, we could help that cattle farmer on Fox last night get his entire ranch back from the greedy inheritance of tax communists. If we inherit a great country, will that be taxable too? It is. You inherited a country, and it is taxable. A bartender, a champagne, I just rediscovered America. And guess what? There's no moon tonight.
No moon at all. What a night. Even lightning bugs have dimmed their light. Stars have disappeared from sight. Don't make a sound, it's so dark. Even Fido is afraid to bark. What a perfect chance to park, and there's no moon at all. Should we want atmosphere for inspiration, dear? One kiss will make it clear that tonight is bright and bright. Moonlight might interfere. No moon at all. Just to think we fell in love, and there's no moon at all. Just to think we fell in love, and there's no moon at all. No moon.
I saw that blog, Canadian Parliament Killer Has a Libya Link. And so I did a blog for the Canadians. It says, is this one of the handful of radical Muslims? How many is a handful? About 350 million. You know, the Arabs have a saying, the fingers are different, but the hand is the same. We are not ready. We are still in the ass-kissing mode. A 24-year-old Canadian serving his country unarmed lost his life to Islamic Jihad. We lost 220 peacekeeping Marines murdered by Iranians in Beirut. We, too, are in the ass-kissing mode. Our gift this week to terrorists is the Keystone Pipeline. Prince Walid praised Obama on Fox Business for keeping oil prices high. Just like Obama promised the American people he would keep all utility bills high. No coal, no oil, only jihad. And we voted for him. Have you heard of American media Alzheimer's? That's what happens, man. The crime is committed, and then the cover-up, and then American media Alzheimer's kicks in. But not this New Yorker. This 911 New Yorker, we forget nothing. I'm just waiting for the bugler. And would you like to hear the family fight song? Country, that's the one you're in. It's the one that you took the oath to defend. Okay, let's see what's happening. Oh, there's speeches that were made. Today, the communist mayor of Nueva York spoke in English for 50 minutes about the threat of Ebola on 147th Street. And President Obama came right out and drew the red line at 148th Street. Yeah. And so then the communist mayor said he would speak in Spanish to his Hispanic voters. Amigos, Ebola, muerte, no besame mucho, vamos, vaya con Obama. Yeah, Ebola, death, no, do not kiss me. Yeah, let's go. Go with Obama. Okay. So, I think I read you the story about I found America, right? Yeah, and we'd help that cattle farmer. Okay. Then there's the Democrats are scaring women. They're saying that the Tea Party has a war on women. And unfortunately, the news is bad tonight because they caught a Tea Party member, and he confesses he's part of the war on women. He's a Tea Party undercover agent, and he signed a confession, and the band was playing "I'm Confessing That I Love You." I'm a Tea Party member and president of the Spirit of America Party. I'm in the Oolong division, but my favorites are Orange, Pico, and Jasmine. And in the war on women yesterday, I captured all three, and I read them and I danced to their merengue warming. Yeah, the questioning began at the Sugar Daddy Lounge, and we were all scotch and waterboarded. So, until the next battle, a bartender is champagne and a giraffe of wine. And, of course, if I really want to get them riled up, I could play Little Egypt by the Coasters or Having My Baby by Paul Anker. But I think I'm just going to play what the girls were singing to me when I took them hostage.
While tearing off a game of golf, I may make a play for the caddy. But when I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy. If I invite a boy some night to dine on my fine fin and Hattie, I just adore his asking for more, but my heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy. I simply couldn't be bad. Oh, my heart belongs to Daddy. Da 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 da. My daddy, he treats us so well. While tearing off a game of golf, I may make a play for the caddy. But when I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy. If I invite a boy some night to dine on my fine fin and Hattie, I just adore his asking for more, but my heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy. I simply couldn't be better. Oh, my heart belongs to Daddy. Da 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 da. I want to warn you, laddie, though I think you're perfectly swell. My heart belongs to Daddy, 'cause my daddy, he treats me so
She sang that song, Her Heart Belongs to Daddy, when I was a bachelor. I used to be a mama's boy, and I used to sing My Heart Belongs to Mummy. I sometimes go to the Burley Show, and I watch the dancer's tummy. But when I do, I never follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to Mummy. I used to say if I was Italian, my name would be Luke, Mama Luke. Okay, so where are we now? Let's see, did we lose a country? What do we do? Want to do another tune? Want to hear an Irish curse? Huh? This is what happens when you steal a man's goose.
Oh, my name it is Nell, and the truth for to tell, I come from Coat Hill, which I'll never deny. I had a fine break, and I die for his sake, that my grandmother left me, and she gone to die. The dear little fellow, his legs, they were yellow, he could fly like a swallow, or swim like a hake, till some dirty savage took red his white cabbage, most wantonly murdered me beautiful Drake. Now his neck it was green, almost fit to be seen. He was fit for a queen of the highest degree. His body was white, and it would you delight. He was plump, fat, and heavy, and brisk as a bee. He was wholesome and sound, he would weigh 20 pounds, and the universe round I would roam for his sake. Bad luck to the robber, be he drunk or sober, that murdered Nell Flaherty's beautiful Drake. May his spade never dig, may his sow never pig, may his hair and his wig be well thrashed with the flail. May his door never latch, may his roof have no thatch, may his turkeys not hatch, may the rats eat his mail. May every old fairy from Cork to Dunleary dip him snug and airy in river or lake. That the eel and the trout, they may dine on the snout of the monster that murdered Nell Flaherty's Drake. May his pig never grunt, may his cat never hunt, may a ghost ever haunt him at dead of the night. May his hens never lay, may his horse never neigh, may his goat fly away like an old paper kite. That the flies and the fleas, may the wretch ever tease, may the piercing March breeze make him shiver and shake. May a lump of a stick raise the bumps fast and thick on the monster that murdered Nell Flaherty's Drake. Well, the only good news that I have to infuse is that old Paddy Hughes and young Anthony Blake, also Johnny Dwyer and Corny Maguire, they each have a grandson of my darling Drake. My treasure had dozens of nephews and cousins, and one I must get or my heart it will break. For to set me mind easy, or else I'll run crazy. So ends the whole song of Nell Flaherty's Drake.
Okay. So that's what happens. That's an Irish curse. There is a story about... there is an Italian curse, and most Italians, if you talk to them, they'll tell you about it. And it's called the Malocchia. And it's like a voodoo curse. What they do is they nail a chicken head to your door, or they burn your front step. And they put the evil eye on you, and that's called the Malocchia. Well, there's one worse than that. You're familiar with The Exorcist and the Catholic Church and the Vatican. And they have a specialist who puts a curse on people, and it's called Monopoly. And it's the highest curse that you can get from the Vatican. And... There's a story that Ted Kennedy was on his deathbed, and he demanded that the Pope send the Cardinal to give him last rites. So the Pope sent the Cardinal over, and he came into the room, and Ted Kennedy said, "I demand that you give me absolution and forgive me all my sins." And the Cardinal leaned down and said an invocation in his ear, and the invocation went something like this. Now, there's a word I won't say on TV, but I'll use the word hawk, which is similar. So the Cardinal leaned over in his ear and said, "Hawk, you go directly to hell. Do not pass go, and do not collect the $200. And that's a Monopoly. Okay, so we'll give you a pub with no beer. You've been so good, we're going to cut you off.
It's a lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer. Now the public is anxious for the quota to come. There's a faraway look on the face of the bomb. The maid's gone all cranky and the cook's packed it queer. Well, a terrible place is a pub with no beer. The stockman rides up with his dry, dusty throat. He breasts up to the bar, pulls a wad from his coat. Puts a smile on his face, quickly turns to a sneer. When the barman says sadly, the pub's got no beer. There's a dog on the veranda, for his master he waits. But the boss is inside, drinking wine with his mates. He hurries for cover, and he cringes in fear. There's no place for a dog, round a pub with no beer. The first time in his life has gone home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the kitchen, she says, "You're ready, me dear." Then he breaks down and he tells her that the pub's got no beer. Oh, she lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, as to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.
Do you know the name of the Australian national anthem? Waltzing Matilda. And do you know what the story of Waltzing Matilda is? Waltzing Matilda is a man's knapsack. And once a jolly swagman, so this guy was like a tramp, and once a jolly swagman was passing by a billy bog and sat under the shade of a coolibar tree, and he stole a lamb. He put it in a tucker bag, and he was going to save it for dinner. And that's the national anthem of Australia. But anyway, we're going to talk about Sergeant Tamaresi, who has been rotting in that effing Mexican prison with no help from Obama, who hates the military. He hates the military with a passion worse than anybody. It's just the only president we've ever elected that hates his country. Why would he hate his country? We gave him everything. We gave him everything he wanted. Why would he hate us? Why does he hate us? I'm starting to get a complex. I don't think it's because I'm white. I think it's because I'm American. Yeah. And speaking of white and blacks, now with this Ebola thing, now when I go to work and I meet a black guy, first thing I ask him, "Are you from Africa?" Now, if I was black, I'd have a ball. Right? You could scare a lot of people. All you got to do is cough and go, "Pick this up in Liberia." You want to see a room empty out? Yeah, you know, there was another disease that when it first came out, it scared the hell out of everybody. Nobody knew how it was, what was causing it or how it was happening. It was AIDS. That's right. And they used to say that, you know, it's the only thing. A guy says, "Yeah, they've how they treat the AIDS patients. The only thing they can eat are pizza pie and pancakes." And somebody said, "How come?" Says, "That's the only thing they can slip under the door." Oh man, terrible! That's black humor. They call that black humor. Yeah, doctors have it, nurses have it, police have it. Anybody that deals with Sergeant Death. But meantime, speaking of Sergeant Death, we have deadly presidents. The president of Mexico, his name is Nieto, and nobody knows his name. This is the first time I'm reading his name. I think Nieto in Mexican means nobody. And his nephew, Barack Hussein Obama, bin Laden. These two guys are coyotes. They're enabling drug lords and slavers, and together they smuggle the helpless into organized crime nests, along with drugs, and dispense the slaves throughout the USA. These guys are super pimpos, and they're two cowards. Definitely cowards. As a matter of fact, you don't know this, and I'm not going to start a revolution or anything tonight, but President Obama could be tried for cowardice in the face of the enemy over Benghazi. He is the commander-in-chief. He is the top military officer. And he abandoned those guys to die in Benghazi. That is punishable by firing squad. Cowardice in the face of the enemy. Yeah. I'll bet you if he was a Republican, the Democrats would be working that angle. If his name was Bush, they'd have him with the blindfold against the wall already. Yeah, but when you know when the shoe is on the other hoof, yeah, the other cloven hoof, yeah, it's a different story. You know the difference between Republicans and Democrats when they get caught stealing? And what's with these black guys that just get good jobs in political office? They're not in there 5 minutes and they get caught stealing. Why are they getting caught stealing? The guy that had the $100,000 in the freezer down in Louisiana. Why are they getting caught stealing? Can't they follow the example of the Democrat white guys? They never get caught stealing. Okay. So, we got a problem with President Nieto and his nephew Obama. They are coyotes, and they're enabling drug lords and slavers together. They smuggle the helpless into organized crime nests along with drugs and dispense the slaves. And those people who are bringing in cocaine can bring in anthrax. And I don't know why Boko Haram hasn't boarded planes to come here, because they're working. They're working in Ebola experiments, in Ebola factories right now. So, what are we going to do with this president of Mexico and his nephew, Obama? How about we put their traitor asses in the hot seat? How about America take justice into their own hands? Take your country back. You don't have to start a revolution. All you got to do is start a little boycott. Boycott Mexico and block the traffic of going into Mexico. How many cars do we need? 500,000? Huh? What do we got here? 300 million? Huh? Can we come up with 500,000? A couple of American truckers want to go down there and show them how to block a highway? We could boycott Mexico. Nothing in, nothing out. Block the traffic and demand that Americans do their duty to save one of our own. Do not go to Mexico until Tamarisi is free. Boycott all Mexican restaurants. Boycott all Mexican goods. Do not hire Mexicans. Where am I going to get food? How am I going to get food to eat? I was going to do my lawn. Yeah. Well, Miss Pelosi, you know, you can. Yeah, unbelievable, man. Oh, there's a good ad. The Republicans have a good ad. I think it's the conservatives that have it. It's for the governor of New York. And the guy opens the ad, real simple ad. He goes, I got a joke to tell you. A politician, a phony, and a crook go into a bar. And the bartender says, what'll you have, Governor Cuomo? I thought that was good. Excellent, man. So we got to boycott all Mexican goods, so we don't go to Taco Bell, we don't go to Chipotle, and do not hire Mexicans. And see how long that they hold on to Tamarisi. No more coyotes. And if you're waiting for this Shiite government to get Liberty Bells, they're already throwing your emails in the garbage. Pay no attention to them. Take the law into your own hands in a legal boycott. Just look at the cowardly Benghazi cover-up. Eric Holder's Fast and Furious. One American life means nothing to communists. Atheists make the great communists, and communists make great Democrats. So it's time to pump up the jam. Viva Cristo Rey! And now I'm going to dedicate this song to the women's movement, when they call themselves a feminist. And this is, I'm going to give, Uncle Tom is going to teach you how to get a man. Tribute to the Freedom Fighters in Tennessee. Side note, Americans don't wear muzzles and we don't wear burkas. So, ladies, if you've come to the United States and you're still in the slavery dress, you don't have to wear it. You don't have to wear it. If you choose to wear it, that's you're an American, you have the right to wear it. In my religion, nuns used to wear burkas, really. The only thing they cover... didn't cover was their face. And that was their uniform, but over the years they now just wear hijabs, like many women from the Middle East wear. But whatever you're comfortable with. But I got to tell you, I was driving into a hospital on a hot August day, and I saw a man of Arab descent, and he was walking towards the emergency room, and he had on a very light blue shirt, and he had a pair of jeans and sandals. He was very cool, and walking behind him was his wife in a burqa head to toe with a black overcoat in August. And she was going. He was taking her to the hospital, probably because she was dying of heat stroke. Unbelievable, and bad news. So So, girls, you don't have to wear the burqa if you don't want to. This is America. And it, you know what? We'll look the other way if you want to kick your husband in the ass. Okay, in Saudi Arabia, if you're a woman and you're not covered, the mutawa, the religious police, they will beat you. They will beat you on the hands and the ankles with sticks. In the USA, if you're a Tea Party member and you're not covered, Obama's mutawa, the IRS Gestapo, will beat you. So, ladies, you can shed that burqa, that cloak of slavery. You are an American, not a concubine. And for the women's movement, the what do they call themselves? The feminists. I'm dedicating this love song for you because I love all feminists.
You're having my baby. What a lovely way of saying how much you love me. Having my baby. What a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it, your face is glowing. I can see it in your eyes, I'm happy in knowing that you're having my baby. You're the woman I love and I love what it's doing to you. You're having my baby.
Got a flashback. My wife, the little woman, was pregnant with a first child, and she was working, and she was waiting at the bus stop, and she was probably about 7 months pregnant, and her shoelace was untied, and a big construction worker got down on his knees and tied her shoelace. And women do get a special glow when they're pregnant. I call it a halo. Okay, we haven't done a tribute tonight to the Latinos. So let me find, ooh, I thought I had something nice there. We'll do a little a love song for Latinos.
Thank you.
going to go out with a Swanee with Al Jolson, a little tribute to the Swanee River.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's drumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore.
Have a nice night, folks.